The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. So far, 23 states have some form of legalized marijuana in direct defiance of federal law. It's put the police in a tizzy, but help may be on the way. More after this from Charlie. Here they are, Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York.
The government should not block families from accessing treatment that would ease their children's suffering.
Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey.
Right now, our veterans are prohibited from getting the medical treatment they so desperately need to relieve their pain and suffering.
And Senator Rand Paul, a Republican and a potential presidential candidate.
I don't think anybody up here is against traditional medicine.
They are the first senators to sponsor a bill that's right up there with gay marriage on the social change leaderboard. It would take marijuana off Schedule 1 of the Federal Controlled Substances Act, where it now lives right alongside heroin, and put it on Schedule 2, where it would join OxyContin as a legitimate prescription drug. But it would do this only in states that have already legalized it. And you may ask, well, I can see why a Democrat would sign on to that, but a Republican? Absolutely, because it's a matter of states' rights, which is why even Senator Ted Cruz, as much as he disapproves of pot, thinks states should be free to legalize it. Same for potential candidate Jeb Bush. But there's yet another conservative argument, which I hadn't heard before, and it comes from Republican State Representative David Simpson of Texas, who introduced a bill to legalize pot in Texas. Based on his religious faith.
You know, God made marijuana. He didn't make a mistake when he made it. And I think it, like all things he made, should never be abused. But we shouldn't ban a plant that God made.
How about that? Although apparently the Lord blew it when it came to poppies because heroin would stay right where it is. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.